Here it is. Okay, that will be very right. Yeah, continue. Thank you for coming here, even though it's such a sunny day. Ah, please. Ah. Ah. Thank you very much. So what we today will do, so we will consider this kind of energy that is unknown, compact, Riemannian manifold. With a non-empty boundary. And let U be a function of x and t, depending on source f, solve this hyperbolic equation. This is 0 in m times r plus, where we use a to be minus Laplace Bessel operator plus q. U at time t is 0 is 0. Then the initial state of the wave is 0. The initial speed of the wave is 0 at time is 0. And on the boundary, the wave has Dirichlet value f. Like this. And we consider that this Dirichlet boundary value is like a boundary source that produces a wave. And then we defined Dirichlet Robin. Ah, yes. Okay, that's here. Let lambda be the operator that maps this Dirichlet data to Robin data. And we assume that we are given boundary data. That is the boundary of the manifold. Then metric of the boundary. This is actually not necessary. And then this Dirichlet to Robin map. And goal is to find M, G, and Q. So, and by finding a manifold, I mean that we construct an isometric manifold to it, and on it we define the potential. So if you think now that, so this is our, let's make a torus with two handles, then I remove a part of it, actually like this, remove a part of this surface. So I know that this type of thing exists, and I send waves from here, waves propagate here, and come back. And at this moment, I'm only given this boundary. This, in this case, it will be the boundary curve. I can put sources here, measure well how the waves appear here, and this is what I want to reconstruct. So the topology of the manifold is unknown at this moment. And why we are, last time, I was thinking this, speaking about these gauge groups. And the idea was that, for instance, in many physical models, they are, well, this is a typical wave equation for some wave WXT. So in physics, if you speak with physicists about wave equation in a matter that has constant density and varying Bourg modulus, this is the way how they write the wave equation. So in some cases we know, for instance, that in Earth, for instance, we could have this type of equation. And now, instead of somehow studying equation for this, we consider, we know now this. So here we have Euclidean Laplacian. This belongs to the Gates group, the Gates equivalence class of this operator. And we know that here we have one operator that has this form. And the idea will now be that instead of trying to solve inner problem for this, because the boundary measurements are practically up to somehow like gauge transformations, they are same for all operators in this group, this class. We are looking there inverse, we try to construct this operator, and this determines this gauge group, and then we can look physical problem that there's only unique operator of this form here. So instead of looking, we could somehow pose different type of inverse problems for different physical models, and we have reduced them for this particular case. So that's what we are doing now. So a little bit history about this problem. So actually, this problem, let me call. So this is an inverse problem. We are given this data. We want to reconstruct this. So above inverse problem is equivalent to following. Given eigenvalues and normal eigenvalues, normal boundary values of eigenfunctions, and also this boundary, where we have Dirichlet eigenfunctions, Dirichlet eigenvalues. This is on M. And eigenfunctions are orthonormal with respect to the usual Riemannian volume. Determine this manifold, the metric, and the potential Q. So I will later say a few words about how these problems are equivalent, but if you consider it in this way, this type of problem was first solved. There was a paper of Nachman, Sylvester, and Ullmann. '88, where this was minus Laplace plus Q in omega, that is in Rn, n larger than equal to 2, that's true, yes, 2 is here. Exactly, yeah, that's correct. And this was based on Sylvester-Ullmann method for studying fixed frequency problems and reconstruction, the algorithm of Nachman for similar type of problem. but it requires that one is in Euclidean space. Then there were papers of Berishev and Berishev-Kurilev, these were on 97 for this was for like this CX squared of Laplacian in domains of Rn, but this was important that this required this was actually under some conditions that required Tartarus '94 paper, and actually I'm going to speak about this technique, so-called boundary control method or Berishev-Kurilev-Tartarus method, how to solve these problems. And so this was now generalized to geometric setting by Berishev and Kurilev. Manifolds when A is minus Laplace-Bellson operator. Then, so there is with Kurilev and Katsalov and Mandake, we were then considering this kind of equivalence of this type of problems, like this energy flux, as we measure how much energy we need to solve this type of problem that is equivalent to this inverse problem and this inverse problem. We are considering this, and with Kurilev we also studied some similar type of problems for Maxwell equations and for Dirac equation. And later in this course, if I have time, I will speak about how this kind of reconstruction method set up print. What is the relationship for so-called time reversal methods, where you basically, like, you send some wave to the media, record what you get, then you somehow take the recording and play it to some microphones so that you reverse the time. And then you iterate these type of things, and they are practically very much used in acoustics for various reasons. But I will speak about the relationship of this little bit later. So now this goal is next to consider this boundary control method or the geometric version of its memorable precisely to solve this problem. And let me also mention, usually to study the inverse problem one has to carefully analyze the direct problem. In this course, I don't prove results. I just note. I just mentioned that there are results of, and there were Nasi Eska, Lyons, Tijani, and this was 86. And actually, if you consider this operator U that maps F to the solution UF, this is the direct problem. We have a source and we map it to the wave that is produced. Then, what's the map of the operator? This linear operator is bounded if we have L2 sources on boundary and some finite time interval. This is mapped to continuous functions of time having values in L2 functions on the manifold. U is also bounded if I take Sobolev 1 functions with vanishing traces. Now these traces refer to the values at the endpoints of this time interval. This is mapped to continuous functions with sub-level 1 values on the manifold, and also in this case, if I look this boundary value, or let me just use this. So the Neumann boundary value restricted on boundary times time interval, the L2 norm of this, so on boundary times 0t, this is less or equal to constant times sub-level 1 norm on the boundary. So actually for us it's enough to consider the C0 infinity sources, but we can think that we can extend this map from this set to L2 or sub-level 1 on the boundary. Okay, so now we have here this. Now we have this, basically, if I draw one-dimensional pictures, I have here x interval, here t interval, here I have the boundary source, I send a wave that propagates in space-time in this area, some part it always reflects back, and this is what where I think that I have measurement devices that measure drop-in data, that is the Neumann data, plus sigma times f. And here I have now norm estimates for the direct map. Okay. So this Bayesian Kurilevi Tataru method is based on two steps. One is controllability, and the other is that we reconstruct inner products of the waves. So this is the inner product reconstruction of the inner product is, let me have some chalk. This is the crucial point on this, and it's based on, like many somehow first steps in inner forms, it's based on integration by part. And this is called so-called Bloga-Wejcenski identity, and I have to now look my notes. Identity. After I have working several years on this problem, I still have difficulties with the name. Okay, so it's the following. Let us consider two boundary sources. Then I want to consider, I take one wave at time t, and the other wave at time t, and I want to consider these are functions of x. I take the L2 inner product on the manifold of two waves. Here is h. And I want to compute it by using data that I have in my possession. So this will be actually integral time interval squared, integral with the boundary of the manifold, then some function j. I have two variable time variables, t and s, and then I put here f of t, so this depends also on x, but I omit this. Then I have Dirac tunnel mapping of h, evaluated at time s, minus Dirac tunnel mapping of f at time t, times h of s. So these things here, this, 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 and this, they depend on space variables, so I integrate over the boundary volume, and then I integrate over t dt ds, where this j, st, this integrator function, triangle L that consists of pairs with the condition that t plus s is smaller or equal to t and s is less than t. So let's see what this means. Here I draw I think t and s plane. Here I have this triangle L. So what is now for the interpretation of this? So now I don't know this manifold, that manifold at all. I don't know anything about it yet, only the boundary measurements. So here are things that depend only on the boundary measurements, the sources that I have defined on the boundary. So this is something that I can compute using boundary data. And here is something that clearly is related to the inside of the manifold. So this is the formula where I reconstruct information concerning something on the inside of the manifold from outside. Actually, from the boundary data. Let me prove this because it's essential for this method. And the proof is also quite simple. Okay. WST be the product of UF at time S, UH at time T in L2 over M. So this is the inner product of the wave at two different times. Then I start to compute second time derivative minus second. So second T derivative minus second S derivative of W. And what we get? I get here like this was this integral over the manifold. Then I have here second time derivative. Let me put here actually t and s like this. Us of t times u h of s minus Us of t second s derivative uh of s dvg of x. So all these functions depend on x. Now I use the equation. It's there. I replace these derivatives by operator A. So I use the differential equation, the wave equation. And recall that A is essentially this Laplace-Bertrand operator, and then there's this Q term that cancels here. Now I integrate by parts, I use Green's formula, and what I get? This is self-adjoint, formula self-adjoint operator, so I don't get any integral on the manifold, only boundary terms, and the boundary terms will be normal derivative of U F, then X and T times U H of S minus F of T, and then normal derivative of U H of S ds of x. Okay. This was just Green's formula. And now I add here this Dobbin coefficient that appears twice and cancel each other, like this. And here I have this Dobbin to Dirichlet Dobbin map of F at time t. Here I have value of Dobbin to Dirichlet Dobbin map like x and s. We are going to put here also x and t like this. Here. Let me have F U L, yeah. U, yes, F, that's true, yes. And this is equal to H on the boundary. This is equal to F on the boundary. Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, but it's really important to somehow go step by step. So thank you very much. So now is here are things that are appearing here. And you see everything depends just here on the boundary data. Moreover, this UF when T is zero, UF time derivative when t is zero. What it implies? It implies for this inner product, if I differentiate this part of t, I get zero at time t is zero. So we get that w t s when t is zero, the t derivative of w t s when t is zero. And now we have basically, we have now in TS variables, where I think now that as I said T is time, S would be like new space variable. I have one dimensional wave equation, it's known, right hand side. So in this T and S coordinates, I have here a wave equation, that is here, with known source. At the initial time, the wave, if I consider this now as some abstract wave, it has vanishing initial data. So I'm interested of the solution at time in this point tt. I solve the one-dimensional wave equation, and basically that means integration of the source over this triangle, like this. So this gives me then this formula for this W at time TT. And this gives us. I wanted to present this proof because it's the main point where we move information from boundary of the manifold to inside of the manifold. Okay. Now we start to look propagation of waves that this has more geometrical nature. So this is like the, in this boundary control method, this is the first step. How to get information on the inner product of the waves, which means that we get also information on the L2 norms of the waves. So this was the step one. And the second one is then related to finite speed of wave, propagation of waves. And for this end, maybe I actually don't write it here. Let me start from the new blackboard. Let me define so-called domain of the influences. Now recall that with this M and G, called Riemannian manifold, and let me denote by D X Z is this D G of X Z is distance from X to Z. Now I have the wave equation with this metric, this Laplace Wetterholm relative to G. This means that waves propagate with velocity 1 with respect to this metric. So this metric is actually travel time metric of waves. So we make following definition. Let gamma be an open subset of boundary. And tau larger than 0. Then we define M gamma tau. Let that be set of tall points on the manifold such that distance from the boundary to gamma is strictly less than tau. Let me draw a picture on this. Here is a manifold. I now draw it as a subset of a plane. Here I have gamma. And then I looked all the points that have distance tau or less. Here it is like two like pieces of ball, and here is just a here that has distance t tau. Here we have this distance tau. So this here is this M of M gamma tau. And we call that this is this domain of influence with respect to gamma and tau. And this name comes from the theorem, like let F be now, we can think that this is a, let me put here, that is C infinity function on boundary, supported in gamma, let it be like L2 function, boundary times R then, and support of F is in this open set gamma times interval half open interval 0d. Then support of the veil at time t is subset of this domain of the influence where we have here t. The picture looks now like this. Let me here draw this. Here is the, I have the manifold. Then I draw here time interval. So this idea is it should be like a cylinder. Bottom of the cylinder is here, top of the cylinder is here. Like this. So this is now like cylinder in three-dimensional space. And here is the boundary. So here is like M. So this picture would be like M times 0 t. Here is time t is 0, here is time t is t capital. Then I have here piece of the boundary gamma. And I have here, let me see that, I have made a mistake. Open interval here and in this way. I have a source supported here. Then I draw here the light cone. If I have a sources here, sources propagate with velocity 1, then the wave will be supported in this light cone. And at and time t is t capital, the waves are supported on this set, where all points have distance less than t capital to gamma in the travel time machine. So we think that as waves propagate at speed 1, so waves starting from here, in time tau, they can propagate only to distance tau. And I will use here open sets. We could use here also closed sets. And if you would choose here closed sets, then one has should actually one should be worried about this boundary of the domain of the influence. And I want to mention that there is a recent result of Oksanen, like 2011, which says that the measure of the domain of closure of the domain of the influence minus the domain of the influence. So the boundary of the domain of the influence, its measure is 0. It seems very simple in this type of two-dimensional picture that the figure is more complicated in higher dimensions. So now we so this is just a basic theory of or from used in theory of wave equation based on Kalman estimates, which says that waves propagate at speed of 1, and this motivates the name why we call this basically this like metric neighborhood of set gamma the domain of the influence. Okay, next we will use control theory as the second ingredient for this boundary control method. And it actually will say that when I have sources, when I vary the sources in this area, so I let F to vary, they produce different type of waves that propagate here and are supported here. If I would look the wave here at time t is t capital, and I would take like photograph, I would freeze the wave. Then I could ask that, could I control the value of the wave up here by changing f? And it turns out that the possible delivery values of waves here, there will be a dense set of L2 functions supported in this area. So basically, this would mean that if you think that you would have a like pond of water, small lake, you would vary sources on this part of the shore. We ask that we want to somehow take some nice photograph of the wave at some time here. Can we somehow make any picture of the wave here at Tantis, the capital? And the responsibility result will be that, yes, we can do, in the sense that we can approximate any picture we want here arbitrarily in L2 norm. So we actually will somehow kind of create here a like dense set of patterns of waves. But I will now have proved this after a small break. So let's have now a break and continue, say, 20 past. So let's have 10 minutes break. Okay. Maybe we... Okay, can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, let me continue. So we have the following lateral type control ability result. Theorem let gamma be open p larger than zero. Then if I look the values of the waves at p capital, these are in L2 of m when f here is C0 infinity function supported on gamma and 0t open interval here. This set is dense in L2 n gamma t, where here I can I write in this way. I will actually mean functions v in L2 of m with support of v contained in m in m gamma. Oh, let me write in this way. Yeah. V restricted to complement of m gamma t is zero. Like this. So, actually, let me show what this means in one dimensional case. If I would consider this now is just a motivation, one dimensional wave equation, uf, when t is less than zero, or let me, at time, at time derivative of, f would be zero at time t is t, and u at zero t would be f of t, so I would have here like space, sorry, time axis, here space axis, here I have would have a boundary value f of t, and the solution of this equation actually is just, and this is x, let's think in r plus t less than zero, so I look now based on the half interval, the solution x t would actually be just f t minus x. So here waves propagate from here to here, and up here I would have the value f t capital minus x. So each value here is just transported like this. So in this case I see that I really can control the value of the wave here. Not in the dense set, but I would obtain, if I would have here like L2 sources, then I would have any L2 function here. Now we use this multidimensional picture where things are more complicated. Be a function vanishing outside the domain of the influence, be such that this psi and uf at time t, the L2 inner product is zero. Or let me write here, such that for all f supported in gamma times 0 t, psi is orthogonal to the waves. So to prove this theorem, that actually waves are dense in here, so this is actually, psi is in the orthocomplement of the waves. So to show that the waves are in dense, I have to show that psi is zero. So our goal is to show that psi is zero. This implies the density. So let us now consider an auxiliary problem. Let us look at the equation for function E, and we write this wave equation in M times whole R. So we solve actually the equation both in the future, and we reverse the time and solve it also past. And we put initial time to be this t capital. We assume that E is 0 at t is t capital, and the time derivative of E at time t is t capital is this psi. And then I put boundary condition that E vanishes at the boundary. So now we basically put here time derivative sub psi, solve the wave equation backward in time and forward in time. And let's see what happens with this solution. Let us write this integral I take here correct. I take the wave and multiply it with this wave equation times E, and then I subtract from it wave equation for E, for UF times E. And I integrate this now dv of x dt. Then I again make integration by parts. So actually this is the cylinder where I do integration of the path by path, I get boundary terms. So on the top here I will get integral over M. So this comes from the tip of the cylinder. I will have here the time derivative of u, uf times time derivative of e. Let me put in this way. X and time t capital times time derivative of e x t capital. And then I get some terms that vanish because e vanishes on top of the cylinder. Then I get some boundary terms. E vanishes on the boundary. So I will get only the normal derivative of E xt times boundary value of F xt ds of x dt, and then I get terms from the bottom of the cylinder, but the wave has their zero quasi data, so I don't get anything from here. And here I have psi. And now we see that here actually appears this kind of inner product that was here. Psi inner product the wave. So that one is. So this one is identical. Let me call this equation star. By this equation star integral or boundary of n interval 0 t the normal derivative of e x t times the boundary value of u f that is actually the same as function f is this at 0. Zero for all f that are sorry. Do I have the output here correctly things? Yeah, gamma times zero t. So now this basically in a product of this function vanishes all these test functions, so this must be zero. The normal derivative at gamma times zero t, this must be zero. Okay. As the solution AEXT is actually equal to minus EX 2T capital minus T. That is because we have here the wave vanishes at time T is T capital. So this actually means that the if I draw here a picture, here is time interval. Here is this interval. This is T capital. I see that the solution is antisymmetric. So if I reflect from here to here, so basically we can say that we can reverse the time in the wave equation. if we have this type of initial data, we see that the solution here is mi minus times the solution here. So that, okay, I could take this equation, substitute it to the equation, and see that this equation holds because of this condition here. And now also this Neumann value here is the L2 function. So it vanishes, let me write here. Normal derivative of E vanishes on gamma times 0 t union with gamma times t 2 t is 0. Normal derivative of E is L2 function on boundary of E times 0 of 0 to t. That was this Lasieska-Lyons-Tijani theorem. This implies that the normal derivative of this auxiliary solution E vanishes on gamma times time interval 0 to t. Like this. And also, we know that E vanishes on whole boundary times R. And this is now Cauchy data for the wave equation. And let me now draw a picture. Here I have on the top of this cylinder I have m times 2t, on the bottom of the cylinder here I have m times 0, and here I have m times t. So this whole cylinder here is now m times 0 to t. Then I have a solution of wave equation here, and the Cauchy data vanishes in this strip. Here I have the strip. This is gamma times 0 2t. And now the Tatarov unique continuous result, that actually is the Holmgren-Jones unique continuous result for wave equation, in the case when dependency of the coefficients in time variable are analytic, in particular if they can be constant, the result says that in this double cone of influence, I draw here a cone of influence, the light cone. Here I have the domain of the influence. And then I reflect the picture. Draw here a past light cone. In this domain, if the Cauchy data vanishes here, then the solution must vanish in this double cone. So actually this is very easy to understand in one-dimensional case. Let us consider wave equation. Here is t. Put here t. Let me consider a wave equation. Zero. And now here is this. Here is t-axis, here is x-axis. Now here, on the boundary, gamma would be a boundary point, times time interval, 0 to t. Here, Cauchy data, y is from 0 to 2t. Here is time t. Cauchy data vanishes here. Now in this equation, you see I can change the roles of x and t. I can change the roles of space and time, and think that, rotate my head and think that this is the space variable, and x would be now time variable. Then I have here an equation with vanishing Cauchy data. Aha, now it is vanishing initial data. And I can solve the wave equation forward in time. And I see that if the initial data is 0 here, because wave propagates its speed of 1, they propagate like this. And if here I have 0 initial data, wave must be 0 here. And this is in the one dimensional picture, this double cone. In particular, here, we know that the time derivative of E on M times, sorry, this is this domain of the influence times T, the wave must be 0. So it is the same as saying that wave must be 0 here. If wave is 0 here everywhere, wave and its time derivative must be 0 here. And this is this function psi. It was here in our definition of this problem. So now the Tatarus unique continuation result, it is quite deep result of microlocal analysis. It proves that this function psi is 0. Psi was arbitrary function in the orthocomplement of waves in this space. So waves must be 0. Waves must be dense in this function space. And physically, that really means that I can control the value of the wave in this domain of the influence by changing boundary resources. But I can control it only almost. I can only reach density. Okay. Now we have these two basic ingredients, controllability, and then the possibility to compute inner products of waves from boundary data. Now we are starting to play with first step to go look for the geometry of these domains of influence. Me keep these two things. No, actually, I will. Now we combine these things, and lemma, we are constructing wave bases. Let's again gamma be on boundary of M, be open, T larger than 0. We can find functions xj that are functions, smooth functions on gamma times 0 t, such that these waves, so waves produced by boundary sources fj's at time t capital j runs from 1 to infinity, this is L2. This is an orthonormal base, an orthonormal. L2 functions vanishing outside the domain of the if. Okay. How we do this? Proof. Let Hj smooth functions on gamma times time interval, span a dense set in L2 gamma times 0. Then we know that if we look at the tails that are produced by these sources, they span a dense set here. Now we have basically some abstract set, dense, somehow complete set of, we can have a, basically, if I take this, the span of this, I have a, like, dense set in this function space. I can see that they are just indexed in some abstract way that I don't know yet. But now I can start Gram-Schmidt orthonormalization process. So, when this kind of source is producing wave bases, when g is smaller or equal to n, l minus 1, let me put here like l minus 1 argument, define first the wave. Source G is J, that is Fj minus, then I take sum from k runs from n, from 1 to L minus 1, then I take inner product of these kind of sources, but I compute actually not the inner product of sources, but I can compute the inner product of waves. I take u, let me, sorry, ah. So yeah, good that I look the notes. Here's hj. I look the inner product of u hj at time t, and u f k at time t, L2 of m inner product, and multiply this with f k, and then I orthonormalize this. I define f l to be the L2 norm of u, let me first write this, then I discuss. Now I just fit in the standard Gram-Schmidt orthonormalization algorithm. Then I have some vectors. I orthonormalize them. So I have these vectors. Minus 1/2. Oh, thank you. Thanks. So I have... sub L. sorry about the bit of the mess, but by what I have here. So I have like vectors HJs. Then I have somehow constructed from them orthonormal wave, somehow set of orthonormal vectors of first L minus one vectors. Here I now use the standard orthonormalization, but I compute the inner products by not considering just the inner products of these HLs, but I consider the corresponding waves. So I actually define a new inner product for sources by saying that I actually compute the inner product of the corresponding waves. So here I take a new vector and subtract from it the projection, orthonormal projection, to this L minus one first vectors. Then I get some vector GL that is orthonormal, orthogonal to HL, and then I just normalize it to have length one. I multiply it with this norm. If it happens that this norm is zero, then like in usually in Gram-Schmidt orthonormalization, I throw this vector away and take the next one. So we just orthonormalize the vectors using the L2 inner product of the whole manifold. And this means that we can compute this inner product of the waves. So this is where we use this Boga-Weissinski identity, that from boundary data we can construct inner products of the waves. Then we should just orthonormalize the waves with respect to this inner product. And this then produces us a set of waves which are orthonormal bases of this function space. And here I have the manifold, a piece of boundary, and the domain of the influence. If this T is large enough, if T is larger than diameter of MG, then this domain of the influence, let me put here gamma T0, gamma T0 is the whole manifold M. So, as a corollary of this, I see that we can construct our using boundary data of sources S, J, that we denote. Now, there is a net notation eta J. J runs 1, 2, 3, and so on. And these eta J's are now C infinity functions on boundary of M times R plus, such that W J of X is, let me put here psi to denote that this is special notation. Psi J, that is the wave produced by this eta L's at time T0, is our orthonormal basis of this whole manifold M, of L2 M. So we're going to construct two type of bases. Somehow sources producing bases of the whole manifold, and then bases so source is producing basis for the domain of the inference. And I will reserve now these notations, psi j and eta j, especially this psi j, to this particular basis in the whole L2 of L. And the idea of this will now be that I want to somehow start the construction by using some matrix computations. And I'm interested about matrix of projectors in this basis. So what projectors I'm interested in? Let P gamma T, this is operator from L to M to L to M, be this kind of projector gamma T, where it operates a function P, so that this is the indicator function of domain of influence of X times V of X. So this function is 1 in the domain of the influence, 0 S. So I consider that, think that this projector actually is that I have function here, and then I cut it to this domain of the influence. I replace it function by 0 outside the domain of the influence. This is what this projector is. So actually, so this range is a projector, and range of this is the L2 functions, which one is outside the domain of the inference. This is the idea. Now I can compute the matrix of this operator. In this particular basis. Recall that I somehow have now only information about the boundary, nothing else. I really want to construct some manifold, so I need somehow to do very constructive process. And it is good to have some just concrete matrices to start with this Weak of Sanction process. Okay. So corollary of this all given boundary data we can find the matrix I take P gamma T and then I put vector psi m and it's L to M inner product. So actually I use this specific basis. This is the matrix of this projector in this basis. And the proof is the following. So if for instance A is any function in L2 function, then this projector gamma T of A, that is now this indicator function of domain of influence times A of X, I can write it as sum of K runs to from 1 to infinity inner product of A, and then I take this orthogonal basis U F, let me put here J of T L2 U F J X XT. So this is just the basis on the L2 functions, so protein on the dominant field. So I just have decomposed A in the terms of basis vectors. And now I take, I substitute A is psi m, or actually psi n, and I take inner product, which is psi m, and I will see that, so I have first this P gamma T of psi m, this is sum j is 1 to infinity, then I have here this like u eta m at time t 0 u f I'm going out of space, I may be all right, it's in different type. Had here that this P gamma T psi m is this sum of j is 1 to infinity, and I just write this psi m as u eta m T u f j t, here I have t 0, L2 inner product, u f j t, like this, and then I take inner product of psi n with this, I will get comma u inner product of u eta n t comma this thing, and I move these inner products out, and I will just get that here are inner products of waves that I can compute. So now, even though I have very little information yet about the domain of the influences, so actually the domain of the influence is practically the same as the indicator function of it, and it is the same as this projector. And now I have constructed the matrix in some way, abstract basis, of these projectors. And what we next we will do, we will to do the, to like that we have like this type of domain of the inferences, we are going to somehow take their intersections and unions and so on. Just because when we know the matrix of an operator, then when we have the matrix of some operator P gamma 1 T 1, I can compose it with the projector gamma 2 T 2 and so on. So I can compute the project composition of projectors, which means so that this somehow like corresponds like taking intersection of domain of the inferences. And this brings us to this kind of like geometry where we are slicing, constructing pieces of the manifold. And actually the idea will be that we will construct the whole manifold by constructing this kind of small pieces of the manifold. We obtain this type of small pieces, and then we glue these pieces together to construct the whole manifold. This will be the plan next hour. Thank you very much.